what do you get when you put three guys in a studio at AfterBuzz TV? That's right, a recap of Days of Our Lives. Coming up next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Have a good show.
Have a good show, guys.
Why hello?
Awkward.
So awkward.
Why hello, everyone. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days, where we give you a full recap of your favorite soap opera, Days of Our Lives. I am your host, Tony Moore, and of course, I am joined by a gaggle of gals. To my...
You know, fire,
you know what I realized? Fire. Like, I was looking at the corner of my eye, and I saw him with the trucker hat, and I was like, I don't want to do far left. Like, I want to do something that's very, like man, like masculine. And
but then you realized you were talking about Mark.
Yeah, and I also realized I just didn't have it in me. So, over there we got...
Martin J. Freeman in the house.
What's with the hat, Mark J. Freeman?
You want to know honestly why?
Yes.
He's really bald on top.
My hairpiece fell.
I knew it! I knew no one could have that much hair.
Honestly, it's because we had our bathroom repainted, and we can't use our bathroom in our apartment till... Well, I could use it tonight.
Yeah.
They asked that we wait to... So I just threw a hat on today and came, so...
Did you paint
it? I did wash, but I just didn't...
I couldn't really do my hair, so
I was like, oh, we'll go with the hat.
I feel like you painted it a soft pink.
My hair?
Your restroom, your powder room.
No. They just repainted it white, but...
boring.
Our shower is one of the ones you walk in, so they get its own little kind of room. So there is paint inside. Like, they have to paint the inside of the shower, so they asked us to wait as long as we could to take a shower.
That story is as exciting as this week of Days of Our Lives.
That's why I'm wearing it.
Meow, 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 meow. And throwing the shade, as always, we have...
the beautiful, the talented Matthew Evan Payne.
How you give yourself compliments?
It's so easy.
My goodness. And
you guys. I can hear Alexis laughing in the... host! Oh, James isn't here. Oh, shoot.
I quit.
That's all it took.
No, it'll take Billy Flynn walking. I'm just kidding. Grr. And of course, in the booth, we have the very beautiful, still newly engaged.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Video gamist. I don't know. Do you play video games?
Yeah.
Video gamist. After
she has a Pac-Man dress, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Alexis!
Hi.
Hey, Alexis.
Guys, it's 5 months away. I'm freaking out.
Your wedding's five months away?
Girl. You got this, girl.
Oh, my goodness. Out, don't freak out. It'll be fine.
Did you get the dress yet?
Yeah, I got the dress.
Ooh, you said yes to the dress?
I did.
Oh, girl.
Oh, yeah. It was actually not that hard either.
It wasn't?
No.
Did you? Okay.
How many did you try on?
Eight.
That's not bad.
Did you cry during the one that, like...
You're like, this is the one.
Like, this is it. Did you cry?
I cried because my girls were crying.
Because
how David's Bridal does it is they put the dress on you. There's no mirrors
inside
the dress room. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So I put it on and I walked out and I was like, what do you guys think? This is really comfortable.
And everyone was crying.
And they're like, and I was like, what's happening? So the lady had me turn around. Like, she's like, close your eyes, because she knew also that this was going to be the one. She turned me around.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I immediately, like, it wasn't even like, oh my gosh, this is beautiful. It just, like, I started to cry. Like,
I love that.
And I was like, oh, okay, this is it.
Mark, did you cry when you tried on your wedding dress too?
I danced in it, girl.
Girl!
Girl!
Scoot boogie!
That's adorable.
And, of course, we want to thank all of you guys who are taking the time out of your day today to watch us live. We know that the Oscars is going on, but forget the Oscars.
We're way more entertaining.
We're more entertaining. And, of course, if you guys want to like us, follow us, comment, you can find us on all social media platforms at Dishin' Days on Instagram and Facebook, and at _ Dishin' Days on Twitter. The at is implied.
Loungin, you didn't tell them who you were.
I did. I said that I started it off.
Did you?
I did. I said, this is your host, Tony Moore, and I'm joined by a gaggle of gals.
Oh, were you sleeping through that too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
I just.
No respect. No respect.
Felt like I was watching the Hope storyline.
Oh.
Damn, it is shady Sundays up in here.
When you know what? I suddenly envision Matt. Waking up in a palm tree, and like the leaves just kind of like open up like this, and he's just laying there,
and the shade just kind of followed him in to the AfterBuzz TV studio today.
Just all of a sudden he walks in and there's random palm trees just started growing out.
Yeah, yeah. That's what happened.
Beautiful.
With a beautiful sunrise.
Well, let's keep the momentum going. What did you guys think about Days? Not that I really need to ask Matthew, but I'm taking a stab at it.
The week or just Hope storyline?
Both.
The week.
The week was okay.
Yeah.
I had some moments where I really enjoyed, and then stuff that I was like, But I feel like that's... it's been a while since we've had a week that we're like, yes!
We know you love the meat freezer.
Oh, the meat freezer. There was a meat freezer, and there was the last ending of on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
There was some bow chicka bow bow.
Oh, yeah.
The Demira bedroom.
He laid it down.
I don't know about laying it down,
but he was laying. What'd you think, Matthew?
I liked it.
You liked what?
I liked some of it. My favorite parts of the week were the Valerie-centric storyline.
Yeah. Okay.
She delivered, and so did Eli, which I know we'll hop into at some point, but I loved their storyline, and I still think that the Chloe Nicole storyline's delicious. Other than that, I could have done without a lot.
Yeah, I was... It was okay this week. There were definitely some storylines that I was like, ooh, girl, pass the popcorn. There was other ones that... I literally was like, did I miss something? Because I'm not paying attention.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza rolls. No shade for shade. Yeah, very pizza rolls. All right, well, then let's get into it. It is now time to start
Dishing Days.
Left it. Thank you.
Set it and forget it.
Oh, really?
Is it?
Uh-huh. When I turned it, it spun.
Okay. Maybe you're just
it's
strong.
It's me right round, baby, right round. She killed my mic.
I would have too.
Girl, Alexis.
Atta girl.
Whatever, Alexis.
I'm just messing with you, Matthew.
I love you, Alexis.
All right, so let's get into this family war, Orwell, Sunny abducted.
What happened this week with that, though?
Yeah. Well, okay,
I mean, nothing really.
Here's where we are with that. Follow me, will you? Drew came in and killed the Orwell, so that's gone. Eduardo, Andre, and Deimos banded together for a second when they were questioned about Sonny's abduction and the Orwell. When they were at the police station, they all decided to stick with the same story. Good job, guys. But when they got back home, war still going on. And that was pretty much the gist of it.
Yeah.
And Adrian went off on Deimos.
Yeah.
About Sunny.
My money's on Adrian.
Yeah.
Cancer can't stop her.
Uh-uh.
All right, so what did we think about all of that? Ooh, girl.
Yeah.
The fact that y'all are just like, I mean, you said it. We can move on. I got the feeling of like... We can move on to the next thing.
We can just lump that in with Hope and then just skip to the other stuff.
It's difficult because I know that it's such a big storyline, but I'm finding myself not caring in the least about the Orwell.
Yeah.
Or about what happens. They really drag it on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. And Sunny was saved by JJ and Paul.
And Paul came out of the bathroom. Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
He's like, I climbed up. What's like? I mean, even in hotel rooms, don't even usually have a window in the bathroom. Like, it was just so. Like, are you kidding me with this?
No, that's the sad thing. No, they're not.
I know. And then the other thing that I noticed this week was when they were talking about who's going to court now?
Chloe and Nicole?
Hope.
No, Hope. I love that now they're all closed sessions in the chambers.
Marlena's office.
I'm like, oh, someone doesn't want to have to set up a courtroom.
Yeah.
We don't want set crew to have to come in. Like, I'm like, really, guys? Come on. Anyway.
Daquan said the only bright person of this boring Orwell story is Drew.
Drew, absolutely. And Jennifer.
I do think Drew added...
Totally.
But you know what? Okay, I don't know if anyone else did this. But there was a moment where I was like, Shane is so rude. Like, why will he not interact with Drew?
Right.
And then I was like, oh.
Because it's the same person. But Kristen and Susan used to interact all the time.
Yeah, but that was back in the 90s when the budget was cute.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Like, they would have had to bring in someone to look like Sean. And I mean,
Shane from behind.
I mean, listen, like, girl, sometimes, like, you got to do what you got to do for it to make sense.
Right. I just hated the insincere phone call.
But yeah, because it really seems like you could tell they had a great connection, but they couldn't get connected.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Long lost brother, you're in my hometown right now.
Oh, so am
I. And I can't see you because I'm doing something else.
Yeah. But the most random phone call of, like, if I get killed, blame it on Deimos.
Right.
And then
he was like, okay.
And then Shane tipping off, I guess, Roman, and that started that whole thing of them coming over to the mansion and taking everyone to get them questioned and everything like that.
Another storyline that similar situation arose was with the funeral of David, Julie's son, where Hope and Jennifer both couldn't be there. I assumed Christian and Missy had the day off, and, like, they couldn't make it work where they had... it just doesn't make sense that Hope and Jennifer would have missed that funeral for Julie, ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
So Hope's not feeling well.
Hope was sick. Yeah. She had a stomach virus.
What was Jennifer's lousy excuse? Made her. you never would have missed a family member's... I mean, Julie's grieving and they couldn't be there because she's got a head cold.
I don't know. Someone just said, shouldn't Shane be focused on Teresa?
Right.
I don't know. I think we definitely don't want to sound negative about the show and negative about the storyline, but it's one of those things where it's like, it definitely had great potential because I was very interested and invested in, like, what this...
Microchips and all that stuff.
And then...
But again, I feel like it's always what happens. We get tossed this thing, we all fall for it, and, you know, okay, what's going to happen? And then it ends up going...
Yeah. I will ask this. Do you think that we're going to see a different side of Sonny? Because after his kidnapping, he seemed real upset.
He was angry.
And he was like, he's getting revenge on Deimos for what he did.
I think so.
And I was just like...
I hope so. I hope he kind of toughens up.
I was like, is this the Kyriakos that's going to come out of Sonny?
Yeah.
The Kyriakos? Not Kyriakos, but Kyriakos.
Kyriakos.
I don't know. Well...
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk about Chad.
Well, you do us the honor.
All righty. So this week... you know what? So this week, basically, Chad and Gabby were found by Abby and
Dario
in the meat locker. I'll put that in quotes. Air quotes. I'm doing air quotes. Then they both went to the hospital rooms, and they both got visitors, and now... Chad and Abby are back at home with the baby and bow chicka bow bow. But I will say this in regards to the storyline. I like that he told her and it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
Like, I'm glad it wasn't like, what? You know what I mean? Where she's just kind of like... And I feel like... Because there's a part of me that, like, I want Abby to be a little bit tougher. But I also understand that she still feels guilty for leaving him. So she's trying to be nice right now. So I'm okay with it, and I actually appreciated that. I don't know. That was that.
I felt like.
But of course, Billy knocked it out of the ballpark as usual. I liked the scene with Theo.
That was a cute scene.
I actually really liked how they did that. How their situation and Theo and Claire's situation were similar. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. I didn't see that coming, and I was like,
me either.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
Clever.
And I love that Abigail was like, you don't worry about the other girl.
Yeah, you just show him the
other. I was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Attica.
I just like it. To me, it just makes her... I don't know, it's like a more classier move.
Yeah.
That she's like, okay, I get it, there's hypothermia, which, you know, obviously it does affect you, But she's not letting it get to her, and she's just trying to be the bigger person and try. And I like that. I like that they're keeping her like that.
Do you think that she means it? Do you think that
I think she wants to mean it.
I think she wants to mean it too. I still am hoping for some sort of confrontation between Abby and Gabby.
Well, I think that there will. I think that they obviously is going to be something that's going to take her to Dario and then give Gabby and Chad a chance to play things out.
You know how they make Chloe and Nicole go head to head? They mm-hmm. finally had the build up. Right. And now they're at it.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see that with Abby and Gabby.
Yeah.
Just because you see this, Abby's back, and she hasn't snapped yet. And I think that when she does,
she did a little bit on the statue.
True.
She snapped a little bit, a wee bit.
I wonder if she was taking the aggression out.
She knocked over the statue.
In loving memory of Abigail Devereaux Demira.
I was hoping that, like, when she dropped it, it was going to break. Something. It did nothing.
Well, it broke off its pedestal.
It broke off its pedestal. Barely. And she fell to the ground.
And she fell.
I actually really think that Marcy fell.
You do?
Yeah, I don't think that was like a choreographed fall. I think she pushed it with such might that she actually knocked herself down.
Yeah. Well, at least she didn't lose the battle between her and the statue.
And I don't dislike Dario and her.
No.
Nope. No.
I don't dislike Gabby and Chad.
But see, this is what I was saying. Like a few months ago, was when there's a change in characters, of people playing the characters, sometimes suddenly chemistry is better with different people. So, yep. Like, as much as, like, I was really on board with Chad and Abby when Kate Mancy was there, for some reason, like, I don't have that same sentiment with Marcy and Billy. But I like her and Dario together, and I really do like Chad and Gabby together.
Yeah.
That's just me. And, ooh, Gabby up in that freezer talking about, I want you. You know who I thought about?
Me.
Yeah. I was like, how does Mark feel about this? And then I thought, Billy has a lot of chest hair.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I bet you can cornrow it. Those are my thoughts.
Yeah.
My thoughts during that meeting. Oh, and then I also thought, this whole meat locker scene, did I say this already? It's like a reverse of Eric and Nicole.
Yeah.
Except instead of it being hot, it was cold.
But that's the same thing that happened with him and Gabby.
I know. Right.
So
6 weeks ago.
Right, exactly.
But we now, did you guys notice this? You now see the struggle that Chad has with his feelings for Gabby, because remember the scene when Abigail came into the hospital and lay next to Chad, and Chad had the lavender in his hand? I was like, somebody thinking about Gabby.
Mm-hmm. And then he hid it from her.
Yeah, and then he went. I was like, seen it. But Abigail's being real cool about this whole, like, Gabby thing. She's like, I mean, I understand. Mm-hmm. And I think because she still has guilt that she faked her death. So she kind of, like, excuses stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is I think that exactly. I think that she just feels guilty of what she did. So she's being a little bit more lax.
Daquan agrees with me. He says, I agree with Tony. I don't hate Chabby, but they don't have that chemistry. If we are being honest, Chad and Gabby have the better chemistry than Chad and Abby 3.0.
But then Laura says, I think Marcy and Billy have fine chemistry, about the same as Billy does with Camila.
I think that I don't dislike either.
No.
I don't think that there's a lack of chemistry from either. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that.
No, but I think the chemistry is just different.
I don't know. Yeah.
I was thinking on Friday what the chemistry will be like.
With Maxine's son?
Yes, that was the thought. I wonder what the chemistry will be like if they bring Robert Scott Wilson back for Ben and Marcy's Abigail.
Is he coming back?
No, I'm just saying, like, I imagine they will probably bring Ben back at some point torment or terrorize.
No shade to Kate.
Oh.
But I think Marcy playing Abigail will look at him and be like, girl, bye. Are you sure you want to come for me? Did you see what I did to that statue?
But
girl.
But Kate's Abigail set him on fire, so
in a crazy state. Yeah.
She was,
yeah.
This Abigail would be completely sane and be like, I'll still light your ass on fire, but this time, you'll burn. Is it the fiend?
I got chills.
they had enough. Never mind.
What?
I was going to say they had enough to for pyrotechnics with Robert Scott Wilson's mm-hmm. legs being on fire, but they couldn't figure out how to have Drew and Shane in the same scene.
Oh, true. Girl.
Pyrotechnics probably don't cost as much.
Probably. All right. Well, do we miss anything else with that storyline?
Not really.
That was pretty much all right.
But what's next?
And then we have Chloe and Nicole, which is always exciting for me.
Okay, I feel like I've said this. Chloe is being real selfish.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Like,
I agree 100%.
I feel like this. Girl, that is not your baby.
Thank you.
I'm glad Brady was like, oh, are you lonely?
Yeah.
And I was like,
mm-hmm.
Well, are you, Chloe? Like what? Like, if this is your best friend and you know what a struggle life has been for her since Daniel's death, why would you then take the one thing that she's always wanted and then have the audacity to say, I'm moving to New York. Selfish.
I loved when he was like, please tell me you're not moving to Chicago. And she was like, no, I'm not moving to Chicago.
Okay, girl. I was like, well, that's nice.
I thought she was going to say, like, Australia. I'm like, oh, okay, girl.
I actually ran a poll and I said, what do you think of Chloe's motives on at NBC Days? Selfish or selfless? And 72% said they think that Chloe is being selfish.
Can we talk to the fans? I want to hear. Do you guys I want to hear, because we've talked about it. Like, I want to hear like their thoughts about this whole Chloe and Nicole, just Chloe and Nicole,
yeah.
And what they think. And because I just saw someone in here said Team Chloe, and I'm like, really? Like, what? Like, why would you do that? So please call. We're taking phone calls now just for this specific storyline only. 424-253-0749. Yep. Again, that's 424-253-0749. Team Chloe, Team Nicole, who do you pick and why?
Jessica Gelia in the chat room said, not that I necessarily agree with every decision she's made, but Nicole was blinded by St. Deimos, so I'm Team Chloe all the way.
But everyone keeps putting all the blame on Deimos, and I'm pretty sure Nicole is smart enough to, like, make sure that Holly is still protected. Hello, caller. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. You're on live. Are you Team Nicole or Team Chloe?
I'm Team Nicole. Hi, Tony. It's Lonnie.
Hey, Lonnie. Oh, hey, girl. So you said you're Team Chloe?
Lonnie. Remember me from L.A.?
Yeah, Lonnie, I remember you, but I'm asking you if you are Team Nicole or Team Chloe.
Oh, Team Nicole.
Why?
Team
Nicole. Why Team...
About what?
Why Team Nicole?
Episode.
Hello?
And Addie were supposed to meet when she was supposed to leave.
Wait, say that again, Lonnie?
When Addie, Hattie, and me,
I think
they didn't show that scene this week.
With Hattie?
Hey guys, we lost her.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna take this.
Take that one. I got confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
And she was cutting in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she calls in again. We'll
okay.
Answer.
Okay.
So we'll go in order.
Go that one.
All right. Here we go. Next caller.
Hello. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishin' Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's Joanne. I'm from Dallas, and Chloe needs to knock that. Knock that shit off.
Right.
Welcome
okay.
to my life.
So you're Team Nicole.
Yes, I mean, I really would like her to stop crying over Dr.
Yes, Daniel. That's enough.
He's not here anymore.
Yeah.
But that's her baby. No matter whose baby it turns out to be, and I'm really rooting for the Eric.
Right, me too.
You know? But no matter whose baby it is, it's her baby.
Yeah.
Right.
And Chloe needs to knock that off.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree.
100%.
Thank you.
It makes
sense. Thank you. And I'm sorry I almost cussed.
That's fine.
It's Sunday and I'm drinking again.
Atta girl.
Atta girl.
Well, thank you. Okay, we got one Team Chloe.
Team Chloe, okay.
I mean, Team Nicole.
Just one? Oh, hey. No, not Chloe. Nicole.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Sorry. Hey, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Jillian.
Oh.
Did I?
Oh, Jillian, you're still here.
I'm drinking too much?
No, apparently I am. Oh, okay. I got it. I thought for some reason we had lost you. Okay, Jillian. Well, thank you for...
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, but I should go so you can get other people. Yeah.
We just want to get some votes. We
yeah,
want
yeah.
to see who, they don't yeah. do that.
All right, have a drink for us.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. All right, let's try this person. Hello, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishing Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Tony, it's Betty Jean.
Hey, Betty Jean. Okay, are you Team
Chloe?
Nicole,
team all Nicole. The way.
Thank you,
give her baby.
Yep.
Right.
Deimos can be redeemed. He, you know, even if she doesn't end up back with Deimos because of the violence and all that stuff, Nicole deserves her baby. After everything she's been through, she deserves
totally.
That baby. Selfish Chloe.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
Well, I agree.
I love Chloe, but she's selfish.
Yeah.
We agree. Okay, well, we're going to...
See you in April.
See you in April. Bye. All right, so thank you, Alexis. We have 2 for Team Nicole, 0 for Team Chloe. Hello, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishing Days. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, no, they decided not to. Okay, so keep calling in, 424-253-0749. Again, that's 424-253-0749. We will keep chit-chatting. I'm surprised no Team Chloe has called in.
Who are you? Whose team are you on?
Nicole.
And whose team are you on?
Nicole.
Me too.
Yeah, I just
making sure that we're all on the same page here.
Well, yeah, because I feel like Nicole wants to be a mom and has wanted to be a mom. And those motherly instincts are always there. And I think if anything or anyone was putting Holly in danger, she would not allow that to happen.
Right.
I mean, they might get shanked, but at least Holly would be protected.
Right, right.
Go ahead.
No, you. Did you happen to see when Eric put his hand on Chloe's at Club TBD? Mm-hmm.
Brady.
Yes. Eric Martzoff, sorry, yes, Brady.
Brady.
When Brady put his hand on...
Uh-huh, and did, like, the little rub?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that they hadn't done that. When they did the close-up shot of his hand on hers doing the little rub, that made me think that he... I feel like he's so broken about Teresa. Are they foreshadowing that there might be a love connection with
See, that, no. Yeah, I thought the same
Brady
thing.
And Chloe?
I was like, wait a minute. I thought it was going to be Nicole. Maybe it's going to be Chloe. But
for a second, I thought, oh, thanks, Alexis. You are keeping it up in the chat too. Thank you, Alexis is on it. Oh, let's take this call.
Chloe has 5.
Right.
Oh, from the chat room.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hi, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dishing Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Logansville, Georgia.
Hey, Lisa from Georgia. Okay, give it to us. Are you Team Nicole or Team Chloe?
Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay. Now tell us why.
Why? Because she's had a hard life and she deserves to be a mother. And she has proven that she would be a good mother. And Deimos is just trying to control everything. And I think Chloe is just jealous. Because she once had, you know, was with Deimos at one time.
Right.
And she just wants to be in control of the situation.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Well, there you have it. Well, thanks for calling in.
And but she did make a good point that Brady is having feelings for Nicole now.
Yeah, I know. And I think, I don't know that he necessarily realized it until she said it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, someone will say, oh, I think you like that person. You're like, no, I don't. And then you're like, because they said it, you're like, oh, shoot, maybe I do.
Yeah.
And I think that was the catalyst that's going to...
Exactly, because they've always thought about, you know, who they were in love with, you know, since they were teenagers. So.
Yeah.
Right. So, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lisa, for calling in.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
Good night.
Thank
Bye.
You, too.
Diane Lee in the chat room wrote, team neither.
Diane said, I don't care. I don't care.
All right.
I really want to talk to someone from Team Chloe.
Me
but
too.
Let's see who this person is. Hello, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Jasmine from California.
Hey, Jasmine from California. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Now, are you Team Chloe?
I am Team Nicole all the way.
Yeah.
Everybody is Team Nicole.
Maybe
I
no
love
one.
It.
Maybe no one is really Team Chloe, and they're just saying it.
No, there are some people who are Team Chloe, but like obviously they have a reason. Okay, Jasmine, you tell us why you are Team.
Because
Team
like Nicole has been waiting and waiting and wanting and wanting a baby for so long,
right?
And now that she has the opportunity, her best friend or so-called best friend is going to take that from her.
Yeah,
right. Put the volume down on your computer, Jasmine.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, bye. All right, we have hey, Jasmine was like a new caller. Shout out to Jasmine in California. Work.
Maybe right. Matthew will render at Pavilions.
Welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Dish and Days. What's your name and where are you calling from?
No one.
I'm Tony. It's Lonnie again.
Hey,
sorry,
Lonnie.
I got cut off.
You got cut off.
Yeah, I'm for Team Nicole.
Okay, tell us why.
Because it's unfair for what Chloe's putting her through. The holiday should be with Nicole.
Right. I mean... Okay, Lonnie, everyone has the same sentiments as you. We here at the table have the same sentiments as you. A lot of people in the chat. But I want to know I want to talk to somebody who is Team Chloe. I want to hear their reasoning for that.
Right, I know. Yeah.
Well, as always, Lonnie, thank you for calling back and letting us know. And keep watching us because we're going to get to the bottom of this.
I know, I will. I'm dying to see what happens with them.
Me too. All right, thanks, Lonnie.
Thank you, Lonnie.
Okay, so if you are... Okay, no one from Team Nicole call. I want someone from Team Chloe to call in
so we can
and talk to
brain.
Us. Yes. Okay.
Right now, for these phone calls, we've got 8, including you guys. Yeah. Chloe's 0. But in the chat, we have Nicole's 15, Chloe is 9, and 1 for neither.
So people are predominantly Nicole on Nicole's side.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the right side to be on, so that's okay.
I will say this. I love the fact that... Nicole's scene in the court was so heartbreaking because she's like... She had that moment of like, wait a minute.
What's going on?
What is happening? Like you could just sense that her world was crumbling in front of her. And her best friend is the reason why this is happening. Mm-hmm. And you're looking at the judge like... You bitch, are you for real? Like, you're not going to give me my baby?
Can you put that rating on our episode now, Alexis?
I feel like the judge was like, all right, that's lunch, everybody.
Yeah, and then they had the baby come in, and then Chloe, like...
Was so dramatic.
Chloe swooped out like, woo! Like, you know?
Yeah.
But I really wish that Belle would say what she really thinks. Because even though she took this case, there's still a part of me that thinks like...
You're right.
Like, yeah,
girl. They had that conversation.
Yeah, but she was still polite about it rather than, like, brutally honest.
She was like... She was
and
like,
they're gone now.
I think they're getting ready to go back to Hong Kong.
Oh, they didn't leave yet?
No, they mentioned this week that they're going to go back.
Okay. I was just curious if, like, that was the end.
It could be.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But... And then Sean Douglas came in and was like, you won? Like, it was almost
surprised.
Like he was surprised.
Yeah.
But you're right, Belle did explain that somebody said Jesus.
Oh, yeah, it's up there. I put Jesus 1.
I can't. Put Jesus 2. I'm down for Jesus 2. But Belle put... take 1 off for Mark.
No, that one of those is for me.
I think that's good. Alexis.
But Belle did say that she, as a mother, feels bad for Nicole.
Right.
And I think still internally, even though she's like, I took the case because I believe in it, I still think internally she's still conflicted.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah. I feel like sometimes when I watch the show, and I've said this before, I kind of think in your voices when I'm at certain parts where I know there's going to be a three snaps, yeah, or I guess which the quote of the week is, and I hear you giggling right in my head. This week when Nicole went off on the judge and Chloe, mm-hmm, I could hear you calling one or both of them Heffa.
Heffa.
You're probably right. Oh, Heffa. How dare you? When she went off on Deimos, too, I was like, girl. And she threw that ring. Now, when she threw that ring, I was like, girl, no.
Yeah.
You keep sell that ring.
That. Yeah.
You melt it down into something else.
Yeah, you can put Holly through college with that ring.
Mm-hmm. Right? Wait. Okay.
Oh.
Quick, go ahead. No, you go, because you're going to forget.
No.
You're going to forget.
No,
go.
I won't. Go.
Go.
Ahead.
Go. No, go. You go. Go.
Go. Ahead.
Go.
Mark,
somebody go.
Mine doesn't matter. Go ahead.
I mean, mine really doesn't either.
Never does.
I'm going to bring mine up later, because I realize it's not the right time.
Okay, so I'll side note. Question to you guys. Okay, let's say you're engaged.
Yeah.
The engagement doesn't happen.
No, my ring. It's mine.
You'll keep the ring.
Yeah.
Will you keep the ring?
Probably not.
You'll give it back?
Yeah. I probably would.
Would you really?
Yeah, I probably would.
What about you?
I honestly don't know. Because I don't know what the... Because, I wouldn't want to keep it because it's a reminder of a failed thing.
I wouldn't throw the ring at him. I would throw something else.
Right. But then I'm like...
Amen to that.
I'm like, well, girl, how much is this ring worth? And do you still got the receipt?
Well, he said, sky's the limit. She could spend whatever she wanted when she got it.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I did like that scene when she threw it at him.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm hoping when I get engaged, it is forever.
I told my fiance, who is standing right next to me, if let's say something happened and let's say he cheated or something didn't work out and I got mad and I threw my ring at him, if we talked and he said you can keep it, I probably would keep it, and to be honest, sorry, babe, I would sell it and use it for something that I would need it for.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm not trying to hang on to the ring.
Yeah, but
I'm going to sell that.
If it was for sentimental value and I did give it back, the initial thing was I would try to get rid of it as much as I can. So either give it back to him, sell it, or whatever. Yeah.
If it was a family heirloom, would you give it back?
Oh, yeah,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, I would never keep that.
Matthew? Mm. Let's see how cold Matthew's heart really is, ladies and gentlemen. Can we have a spotlight on Matthew while he makes this decision and some soft music? Thank you.
The decision's made. I'm just not sharing it.
I do have a friend who did get engaged. He ended up proposing to a different girl
with the same ring.
No, not the same ring. But she found out about it. But her ring was more special because it was a family heirloom. She kept it. She was no, you don't deserve it because clearly your grandmother wanted you to give this to somebody who you were going to spend the rest of your life. And he's like, but I was going to spend the rest of my life with you and her. And she's like, no, I'm keeping it. So
get it.
Yeah. I don't know what she did with it after, but she definitely kept it.
She had she had a.
It was her trophy, I guess, is what she called it.
She had
it.
Was her name was her name Matthew Evan Payne?
No. No. And also, my fiance knows that if he did ever cheat on me, I'm a martial artist, so I'd mess it up.
Oh,
man, a girl.
She will karate chop you in your throat.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Neil's back there, what did I do?
He's not really paying attention to me
now.
Like,
how did I get roped into this? Okay, so. We're good with that storyline.
Yeah, those are the three major ones.
Yes.
Now we have some other things.
Yes. Okay, so David's funeral happened. And
Hope was not there.
Hope was not there.
Which,
Jennifer was not
there. Where God closes a door, he opens a window. She probably didn't have two shoes to wear.
So awful. But the funeral... I love that people gathered for Julie, even mm-hmm. though many of them did not know who David was. Mm-hmm. And I love the arrival of Eli.
Me too.
Which is Valerie's son.
Valerie and David's son.
Yes. And I love that for the first time, it was let's get to the point. David was my father, and you stole those moments away from me. Now, the cackle is how he found out that David was his father.
DNA testing.
When he brought up the
Ancestry. He was Ancestry.com.
but it's a legit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was so far-fetched.
Because I did the same thing. I was like, Well, but that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
You find out your DNA. Yeah. Like,
and he did. And I love that now it's like this moment of like, you've been lying. You also were not in New York. You were in Salem. And I don't understand why you can't just tell me the truth.
He went Theo on her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And with the honesty.
Did you catch what he said, though, too? Because after he said that, then he said, and then he pulled some strings with the FBI to do, so I think he works for the FBI.
Because that's how he was going into the FBI, and they were asking him all these questions.
Mm.
And then that's when he started slowly making the discovery.
Yep.
Yep. So look at that. But
their scenes together, Valerie and Eli, were perfect.
I have to give a hand to the actor that plays...
A hand or a snap?
A hand. Just a round of applause. I believe his name, is it Lamon Archie? Yes.
Eli?
That's who plays Eli.
That's who plays Eli. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. I have to give him a hand because if this was his first day, like his first scene, like that's a pretty introduction, mm-hmm. you know, to like have to have all these emotions and everything and connections to a storyline that you're not even really connected to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because like, and even watching Valerie, and I'm like, girl, you are in this. Mm-hmm. Like I really feel how you felt.
Choked up.
Yes. And I love the fact that we're going to discover more, I feel like, about Valerie and that, and her and David, and how this like forbidden love kind of like they couldn't be together. And it sounded like David was a mess anyway, because he never stayed in one place, and as soon as they got close, like, he was gone.
Do you think Scotty's going to show up? I was thinking about that.
Probably. I think they're mentioning him
just
enough.
Just because they keep talking about him, and then she made a comment like, you know, well, it doesn't look like he was a good father to Scotty, and blah, 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 and stuff. Yeah. So I don't know. I just, the name kept popping in, so I was like, wonder if we're going to see him.
Yeah. I did like the little tiff between Claire and Sierra getting ready for the funeral. And Theo came in, and it kind of calmed down, and Sierra left, and Claire was like, I'll be right back, I'm just going to change. Oh, by the way, we've got to get a selfie when I'm ready.
Yeah.
I was like, before the funeral, you're going to get a pre-funeral selfie? But of course she would.
Oh, yes, she would.
I love that. I kind of like that they made her such a millennial, but I also kind of hate it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, it's a lot.
I feel like Theo at some point is going to be like, girl, we're done. Like, this, enough of you.
Yeah.
You're too selfish.
Oh, yeah. And at the end of Friday, Sierra opened up in hopes of not finding another Rory online.
Oh, that's right. I wonder who she's going to think it
would
be Eli?
So obviously somebody else is going to be coming into the picture for Sierra.
I wonder who it would be.
Yeah, it's a quick scene.
Yeah.
She's doing something, and then she picks up her laptop and opens it, and she starts playing on the thing, and then she goes, okay, one more try, and hopefully I won't find another Rory.
Yeah.
And that was literally the scene.
She went on, like, Match.com or whatever.
So did she set up Sierra?
Sierra is the one who was on Match.
That was Sierra, who I'm talking about.
You know what's funny? Every time I think Sierra, I think Claire.
Oh, okay.
And Claire Sierra.
Okay.
Sierra, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we're going to see another gentleman caller.
Me too. I wonder who it's going to be. Like, I wonder if it's going to be
a new. I think it's going to be a new person. I think I kind of know who it is because I saw something, but whatever.
I guess we'll find out. Yeah. Do you think we'll be finding out this week?
That I don't know.
Well, let's call it a prediction, Mark. What do you think?
I do think that we might find out this week because otherwise it's going to be a long time. You know what I mean? Like, a week in daytime is an eternity.
So I'll ask this, since we're teams today.
And I'm going to give you an answer.
Theo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Claire or
Sierra? Too dressed for you?
You appreciate one moment.
I am definitely team phony.
Phony?
Theo and
you tried it! You appreciate one. I appreciate this one moment of Kyla Pettis, and suddenly I'm linked to him.
In response to our discussion about Claire being such a millennial, Meredith Cox in the chat room says, "No teenager actually says things like that/acts that way. The writers clearly do not know how to write for that age group."
Oh, interesting.
But I think we do have to keep in mind, too, that she's like a budding superstar.
Oh, yes.
Who's always posting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So she has fans. Okay, now back to the question at hand.
Tony.
Matthew.
Sierra or Claire?
For Thea.
I think that it would be Sierra, but I think Sierra... I don't think it will ever work out.
Between Theo and Sierra?
Yeah.
Okay. Mark?
Tony.
I kind of... Oh my god, you have someone putting hashtag Tony.
Hashtag or would it be boil my potato. Wait,
wouldn't it be hashtag vaccine son?
Oh, that could be too.
If someone tweets Kyler Pettis and put hashtag Tony, I am going to, like, literally just don't even have a funeral. Just throw me in. Just throw me in.
In the ground?
Yeah, and play Beyonce.
He's gonna like...
Which Beyonce song?
I was here.
I Was Here?
Yeah, yeah. That one. Yeah.
You've thought about that, haven't you?
Well, I don't think anything's going to happen with Theo until Claire finds somebody. Because I think... Or until Sierra finds somebody. Because it's going to benefit... I think Theo's okay because he's in the relationship. I think once he sees Sierra in a relationship and potentially happy with somebody, that's going to ruffle his feathers.
Sebastian K. in the chat room clapped back. He said, whoever said that's not how an everyday teen is, dead wrong. I'm that age group, and I think it's accurate.
Oh, okay.
Dang,
Gina.
Things to get heated up in the chat.
Well, Mark, you'll like this one. Days J said, Theo, hashtag boil Tony potato.
Boiling potatoes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so.
So if you and Kyler go on a date, you have to have boiled potatoes.
Where would they go on a date?
Where should we send them? Somewhere where they have boiled potatoes. I'm going to be like, restaurants in L.A. that serve boiled potatoes.
To clarify again, I appreciated one moment a couple weeks ago of Kyler, and that is it.
We should go on a triple date.
Oh.
Kyler and Tony, me and Greg, obviously, and you and Billy.
You will have to find out, though, if Greg is not busy with Daquan.
Oh, he's not.
Well, you will have to find out if Billy is not busy with Mike Riley.
Or Gina, his wife.
But more importantly, Mike Riley.
Or my husband. We all forget.
All right. Well, two people who have not forgotten are JJ and Lonnie. JJ kind of stepped it up and asked Lonnie out.
It makes zero sense.
They've been close the past couple of weeks.
2 weeks ago, she accused him of date rape. Right. Now it's like...
Sushi!
Yeah. She's like, I hate pasta. I hate the movies.
Popcorn.
Oh, my God.
I was like, girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's a warning sign, girl.
The way she was looking at Eli when she walked up in that church to get her phone, though.
Yeah. So they can't because he's... Valerie David's, and she's Abe and somebody else. So, okay, they can be together.
Well, until Valerie and Abe get together, and then that's just stepsister.
And stepsister and stepbrother.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was what Sierra and, I want to say Jonathan.
Chase,
we're going to be.
Oh, that's right.
We have to wish Josephina Robertson.
To say it too. Thanks, Matt.
No, you got it. Wish Josephina Robertson a very happy birthday. Happy birthday, Josephina.
Happy birthday.
Oh, wait. I think it's Willa's birthday, too.
Is it?
Willa Sargent. I think she messaged us and said that, unless it was last week, because she said Stephen Nichols' birthday was Sunday as well.
Well, happy birthday, Willa.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, to both of you guys. That's awesome.
All right, so JJ... hashtag Merrick, hashtag Thony, and hashtag Millie.
Nah.
So you're Merrick. Matthew and Eric.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Well, yours is... Oh, so that we have a Coney. Because they're doing... Theo is his character name, so we're doing everyone's real names. Oh, no, they used Eric, they used Billy.
Yeah.
M for Mark, Illy for Billy.
Yeah, but then yours should be Meg. or
no, because it's
grab
oh,
you.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? I get.
Oh, yeah. One is not right.
Yeah.
Come on, Janae, get it right. Get it together.
Or if we'd use my girl name, it could be Lily.
Oh, Lorraine.
Or Lad.
Okay, so we'll see what happens with JJ and Lonnie. So really quick, Hope isn't going to jail.
Next.
There's that. Marlena and Eric.
What about jail? Oh, Hope.
She's not going to jail. And he bought her s'mores and she cried.
I will say this before we move on. I was very happy that Andre decided not to bring up any more charges and to just do away with.
Well, because everything. She's holding something over him. Well, it's not like he's being nice. Well,
one set I'm excited to see again, totally as I've mentioned, that. Is the Demerara Mansion. One set that I could do without seeing again for a little while anyway is Hope's house.
Oh, that you meant the park bench.
Oh, we haven't seen the house in a while.
No. I know. I just
not since the. Have fire? We seen it since the her and Aiden?
Yeah, been a while. Remember when she came back home?
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How weird was that little fire?
Yeah. Oh, well. Whatever. All right. And then Marlena let herself into Eric's house and walked all the way up to the bedroom.
And tried to convince him of what a great person
right?
he was.
Yes. I'm not the only one that thought that, right?
Well, I didn't think of it, but now that you mention it, yes.
She was just chilling.
This is literally what happens in my living room when I'm watching this. I'm like, girl! Who let you in? Like, I'm yelling at the TV like
so
that.
So she walked up the stairs. I imagine there's stairs.
Well, I'm assuming... did she ring the bell?
Right, I don't think it's a ranch.
No, it's not.
Do you know it's a farmhouse?
So who let her in? So she just walked in?
Probably.
So is there someone else living there?
He doesn't want anyone to... He doesn't want anyone to know that he's out and about, but his door is unlocked.
I know, right? Girl, lock your door if you don't want people to find you.
Why is he so angry?
Do you think she stopped and like washed her hands in the bathroom?
I feel like the temperature of the water in that house would just be really cold.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It comes out very frigid.
You guys are something else.
So basically, Marlena showed up and tried to talking him into coming home, and he says no.
And he was like, "I will not."
But then she called somebody and said she needed to talk face to face, but we never saw who that was. Correct?
Yeah. No.
Is that correct? I didn't miss who that was. She goes back to the pub or something, Marlena, and she calls somebody and says, "I need to talk to you, no face to face." And but we never saw who that is. So she's out. I think it's Jennifer. That's my guess.
Oh yes, because
she's going to send Jennifer to go talk to him. That's my guess.
Oh, and then she'll not lure him,
and
but
then
she'll have the power to bring him back.
Right, and then once he's back and they are heading towards Bliss, Jack's going to come back.
Or somehow there's going to be a chemistry with Nicole and Eric.
Yeah.
There's something. There's a lot brewing.
Well, I still think Hope or Holly will be Eric's. That's my hope. Hashtag hope.
That's a lot of hope in
there.
There
was something hope that you said.
Hope for Holly.
Hashtag hope for Holly.
Hope for Holly. Eric's the daddy.
Fa la 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 la.
Do's that. With Thony.
There was something that you said... last week, Mark, off camera, before the show, that you didn't actually say on camera, I believe.
Okay.
Which I thought was perfect. It might have been 2 weeks ago.
It was about you didn't have to be very specific.
It was about Steve and Kayla's wedding.
Uh huh.
And you said that it annoyed you that their wedding took place at TBD.
Yes!
And not Brady's pub.
I don't think I did say that on air. That they didn't do it at the pub. And the thing was like, they were in the pub. Like, the beginning part of the episode, they were in the pub talking about going to the wedding, and then the wedding was at TBD.
And I think that TBD, obviously, is fancier than Brady Pub, but I think that there's something so special
about
Brady
being at the
pub,
right.
And the history
Absolutely.
With it. Yeah, I agree.
And it's like a home business, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think anyone would be, like, closed for family event or something.
No.
Like, no one would think twice about that. I mean, they wouldn't get their chowder that day. No chowder.
Chowder.
No chowder.
Chowder.
What did they serve at the wedding? Chowder.
And Kayla, did we talk about Kayla's phone call to Caroline?
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I feel like that this is, I know this isn't exactly what she said or really anything like it, but I took it as like, mom's snorkeling in Jamaica.
Right,
like,
right,
she can't
right.
make it. She lives such a fun life.
I told her to stay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, there's no way Caroline would have missed that wedding.
Right.
So.
But I think that was everything.
Yeah.
I think that was the week.
That was the week in Salem.
I don't think we missed a darn thing.
Nope. But now it's time for our favorite part of the show. It's our segments. And we're going to start with mine, with Tony's official Three Snaps Awards. Oh,
snap! That was a good one. And now on to Matthew's disaster moment of the week.
So we wait. You were going to let us predict what we thought.
Yes. You predict.
Because me and Matthew always say that we always think we know what Tony's going to pick for his You Go Girl award. And his Three Snaps award. So do you want to go first?
Go ahead. I actually... I thought you said you had some. I lost it during the week.
Oh, okay.
I saw it and I was like, oh, that's his Three Snaps. And I didn't write it down and I forgot.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to... And I think it might be Abigail's fight with... the Blessed Virgin Mary.
With the statue. Matthew, did you come with me?
I remember which it was.
I don't remember what it was.
But whatever you say yours is what he thought
right.
it was.
Well, I will tell you.
That was exhausting.
I am giving my Three Snaps Award to Nicole.
Yeah.
And I've given it to her when she marched up in that mansion and said, Deimos, and went off on him about everything. She was like, how dare you call that judge and try to pay him off? I lost Holly because of you. And then Adrian was like, and he kidnapped Sonny too. And she's like, well, look at you. Aren't you just filling people with happiness? I mean, maybe not her exact quote, but like, I was like, I am living for this. So, Nicole, you get Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh, snap!
That was a good scene. Right. I love what...
We all know what that means.
I miss these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's now time for...
Disaster.
Moment of the week!
Did you re-record it?
No, they found the other one.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Missed it.
Got that vault check.
Matthew's disaster moment of the week is...
Is it a video or a...
No, it's not a video. It's just a still shot of the piece of lavender that Billy is holding.
I was wondering what this was. I was very confused.
That Chad is holding in the hospital bed that he keeps thinking about Gabby. And so they keep cutting back to the piece of lavender, filling the fans in that he's still thinking about Gabby. To me, it's a way to beat a dead horse.
Yeah,
I feel like they could have either done it with a flashback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's any mystery to the audience that he's thinking about Gabby.
Right.
They don't need to hit you over the head with the piece of lavender every shot.
Right.
And then see Abigail's hands are pretty much on top of his arm.
Right.
And he's still holding onto it until she moves a certain way, and then he's holding it in his grip tightly.
Yeah, he puts it in his fist.
It's too much. Like we don't need to be, like I said, beaten over the head with it. So that's my disaster moment of the week.
You know what I thought your disaster moment of the week was going to be?
The fight with the statue?
No. I thought yours was going to be the chain on Maggie's dress.
Do you know that it crossed my mind for 1 second that, like, I noticed it, but I kind of dismissed it. I almost actually did the disaster moment of the week this week with Brady holding Chloe's hand. That upset me.
Oh, okay.
Because I felt like it wasn't the right time or place for it.
Right.
But then I think they did the piece of lavender 2 days.
Yeah.
Where I think maybe one time would have been good enough.
And you were over it.
And I was over it.
Yeah, no, he kept looking at it, and then he was holding it. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that has been...
That's fine. Disaster.
Moment of the week!
Tony, I have to tell you, every time they play your sound bites, you smile. Your own sound bites you smile at.
Because they make me laugh. They make me laugh. All right.
They make me laugh.
What's the next one again?
And now it's time for Mark's quote of the week.
I think this might be the third week in a row that my quote of the week is a word.
Oh, God.
Just one word. No, it was when Theo came out when Claire and Sierra were fighting, and he was like, corners!
That was it?
Yeah, that was my...
You know what I thought it was going to be when we talked about it? Was when... Oh, and I have it in my notes because it was almost my Three Snaps Award. When it was the same scene. And... Claire turned to Theo and said, "Don't let her speak to me like that." And Theo was like, "I'm not, she did." That's what I thought it was going to be.
No. No, corners. I laughed out loud. I was like,
"Corners!"
Kind of like I wanted it to be, like, because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
And then he came out and was like, "Corners!" And I just lost it.
I lost it.
Yeah, so
I
that lost was it during my, that one.
We should do Dishin' Days the musical where we sing the entire time.
No, cut the mic.
I don't think Alexis will let that happen.
And that has been... Stop editing, Alexis.
It's not my fault.
That has been...
Mark's Quote of the Week.
And now it's time for Fan of the Week.
Fan of the Week is going to go to Rachel.
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 Wait, has Rachel gotten it before?
No, this is a different Rachel, I do believe. RachelXX57 on Twitter. Because she tweeted our Dishin' Days today saying she's going to watch from London instead of Pennsylvania tonight.
Ooh, can't wait. Fancy.
Yeah, so she's a diehard and she's even traveling and tuning in. So
I love that.
I thought that deserved.
Oh, Rachel, week, so. If you are in London, please make sure you go to the Savoy Theater and see Dreamgirls Ball. Will make you happy.
Speaking of musicals.
All right, moving right along.
I don't think you cut his mic, Alexis.
No. I actually did. It's just because Tony projects, you can hear it even if
you picked up on my microphone. Dream girls. Did we have any news and gossip?
Nope.
No news and gossip, huh?
Nope. No news. We did have news and gossip. You're right.
Yeah, I was going to say, big news and gossip.
TV news. Is it big?
Yes.
What is it?
Days has been renewed. For
that's right. Days of Our Lives has been renewed for its 52nd season.
Woo, woo.
52. Yeah. 5-2. 52. 52 seasons.
I feel like it's such a relief. I would like it to be multiple year renewal.
Yeah.
But I'm
happy.
They
can't keep doing this every year.
Give us 2-3 years.
Yeah.
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 Three ultimately.
And then what was your news?
Congratulations. Well, my news and gossip is a little more selfish. Come meet me April 22nd in Charlotte, North Carolina for the Dual Coast events. I'm emceeing. Billy Flynn will be there. Stephen Nichols. Mary Beth Evans. Nadia Bjorlin. Eric Martsoff. And Galen, I believe, will be there.
That everybody?
I think so. Okay. Let me double check. But for more info, make sure you visit Dual Coast Events. That's DUAL coastevents.com. And click on Charlotte, and all details are there. Yep. Billy Flynn, Nadia Bjorlin, Eric Martsoff, Galen Gehring, Mary Beth Evans, Stephen Nichols, and yours truly.
Yours truly. This is April.
April.
Yeah.
April 22nd. Yeah, and that's it.
I was trying to find Sabrina's event date, so I could tell you that as well.
That's in June, right?
It's coming up. I thought it was Toronto, June 3rd.
June 3rd.
Oh, wait, that's a question someone's asking, maybe. I don't want to give that date because I'm not sure. It's, Start Summer Bash, Saturday, June 3rd at 11 a.m., eventbrite.ca, because it's Canada.
It's Canada.
So, it's a Start of Summer Bash with Days of Our Lives stars. Let me see if I can see. I know Billy. Oh, it's Billy, Eric, and
Robert Scott. Robert.
Yeah.
Good.
So, and she's, Michelle Luzza, MICHELUZZA3 on Twitter, if you want to follow her and you can get more information about the event and stuff.
And I ran a poll on February 16th, which I forgot to reveal the results of on Dishin' Days. The question was, which recent arrivals are you most excited to see in Salem? Option 1 was Carrie and Austin. Option 2 was Stephanie. Option 3 was Eric, and option 4 was Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be Stefano,
mm-hmm.
who had the lowest percentage, which was 7%. But Eric took the cake with 44%.
Stephanie was behind at 27,
yep.
And Carrie and Austin at 22.
Thank you.
Yeah, 24.
I appreciate your...
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're a helpful co-host.
We're a team.
Hashtag...
We're a team. Hashtag phony. Or Coney.
Well, that has been your full recap of Days of Our Lives right here on AfterBuzz TV. Before we let you lovely people go...
Any predictions?
I predict we'll be back here in the same spot.
Oh, this is what I wanted to say. This is what I wanted to say. I have a prediction.
What's that?
That I have a prediction.
AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, now?
Thank you. Thank you, Alexis. My prediction is that...
Yeah.
In... Mm-hmm. I will say... So it's 2017. 2027. Maybe not even that long. We will interview Holly.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us right here on AfterBuzz TV's Dishing Days. Matthew,
we're
going to
put in the request now.
Matthew, tell the
folks. Because it might take that long to get her in here.
Matthew, tell the folks where they can
moms,
find you.
Maybe Chloe and Nicole will both come with Holly.
Matthew, where are you from?
I am your favorite co-host, Matthew Evan Payne, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne. Lady?
That's so funny. Oh, my goodness, I need my own show. And it would be called Lorraine Love. No, it wouldn't. That's my Twitter, Instagram, Lorraine Love, LorraineLove. Find me, follow me.
And, of course, you guys can find us on all social media platforms. You can find us on all social media platforms at Dish and Days on Instagram and Facebook. Also, Twitter at _ Dish and Days. You can find me on all social media platforms.
Does Holly have a Twitter yet? Someone's going
to
steal it before I get
home. Trying
to use
it for my reel. At Lounging with Tony or loungingwithtony.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Thank you, Alexis, and the
Thank
booth.
You, Alexis! Thank you, Alexis!
And we will see you next Sunday for another full recap of your favorite soap opera,
Days of Our Lives. Like sands to the hourglass.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.